the leading figures in African American history is Harriet Tubman. She's widely known as a conductor of the Underground Railroad, a woman who escaped enslavement herself and then went back to help others do the same. In the coming years, her image will also grace the front of the $20 bill. Clarence Lussain is the author of a new book about Tubman called $20 and Change, Harriet Tubman and the Ongoing Fight for Racial Justice and Democracy. Lussain is the interim chair of the Political Science Department at Howard University, and he's also the author of a previously acclaimed book, The Black History of the White House. Professor Lussain, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So it seems every year in February, children in schools make tributes to Harriet Tubman to mark Black History Month. You gave us a much fuller picture of her in your book. Share with us some more about Harriet Tubman, beyond the fact that she helped bring people to freedom from the Underground Railroad. She was a fierce and lifelong activist, pushing the nation to become more democratic.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And one of the things that I try to do with the book is to go past the Civil War period. As you noted, pretty much every school child in America, many around the world, know about her heroics rescuing people, but very little about what happened afterwards, or even her work during the Civil War, where she was a spy and she was a cook and a military leader. But she was also really active and vocal about suffrage for women, equal rights for women, about helping the poor and the infirm. And so in many ways, she really had a broader agenda. And as I try to argue in the book, I recast her in many ways as someone who was really fighting for democracy. We should see her in that light as well as her other accomplishments.
I mean, and today, particularly as we find our own nation in a struggle for democracy, do you think that there are lessons from Harriet Tubman that we really should be reminding ourselves of right now?
Oh, I absolutely do. And I think, you know, when you look at Harriet Tubman, she did not live one day of full democracy her entire life. She died in 1913, several years before the passage of the 19th Amendment in 1920 that gave women the right to vote. But she knew that she could make the country better by her contributions along these lines. And I think that's where we're at today. We're at a crossroads where we can either continue to expand democracy, make it more inclusive of women, people of color, LGBT community, or we can go down a road where we narrow those rights and those options, limit people's rights to vote, take away rights, like we saw with the Supreme Court and the Dobbs decision. Harriet Tubman should be our inspiration that even under the worst circumstances, you can struggle for democracy.
I want to fast forward to your argument about putting her on the $20 bill. Now, that is slated to happen. And you write that throughout history, women and people of color have rarely been featured in monuments or on formal symbols, and that having exclusively white men represented has perpetuated distorted or false versions of our nation's history. That's a quote from your book. How does having Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill change some of this?
What we need, particularly in the public arena, is a full representation of the people that make up the United States. And whether that's a statue, whether that's a plaque, or whether it's the images that we see every single day on the currency that we use. Putting Harriet Tubman on the 20 doesn't resolve issues around voting rights and poverty, some of these concerns. But what it does say is we can be more inclusive. We can tell stories that really are about the entire country. And we'll see it not just on the $20 bill, but on the $5 bill and on the $10 bill, that these images will, again, reflect much more of the true history of the country and the true breadth of who makes up the country.
What do you say to those who argue, and there are many of them in the Black community itself, who say putting Harriet Tubman on the 20, you know, it's symbolism at best, but it doesn't lead to change, that it's maybe just a distraction or like an empty platitude that lets real change off the hook?
So I am not unsympathetic to those views at all. And in fact, the book has a whole chapter of views of people who are opposed to, in the Black community, who are opposed to Harriet Tubman being on the $20 bill. But the reason the book is called $20 and Change is to draw the link between symbolism, which is important and powerful, but also substantive change that really does begin to affect people's lives. So they are not separate discussions by any stretch at all, at least from my perspective.
Why fight for symbols when there's other real change that could happen? How do you have that conversation with people?
I don't see it as much a fight for symbol as much as it is how symbols help us understand the history that we need to know in order to bring about change. So, for example, one of the chapters is titled From 1619 to COVID-19. What I argue in that chapter is the situation of African Americans relative to health didn't just start in 2020, but we actually have to go back to the history of the country and look at how African Americans during the era of slavery and the eras of segregation suffered from lack of health care and health equity that resonates today. And there's a Harriet Tubman connection in that because she was injured during slavery, serious head injury, and she suffered her whole life with seizures as a result of that. But that's because there was no concern for the health care of people who were enslaved. So it's important to have that history so that we know what we have to deal with when we want to make change.
Andrew Jackson, who is on the $20 bill now, is not going to be taken off it altogether. As the plan stands right now, Jackson's going to be on the back. Andrew Jackson owned enslaved people. He traded them. And I know in the book you delve into this a lot. How much does it matter having Harriet Tubman on one side with Andrew Jackson on the back? Doesn't that just take away from the impact of having her on the front?
Oh, it absolutely does. The people who advocated for Harriet Tubman to be on were absolutely clear about that, that this was replacement. This wasn't partnership. Andrew Jackson, separate from Harriet Tubman, absolutely probably should never have gotten this honor. There are Native Americans in the U.S. who won't even touch a $20 bill because of the legacy of Andrew Jackson. He not only directed massacres against Native Americans, he participated in them. And then as president, he pushed through the Indian Removal Act, which is exactly what it says, which ultimately led to the really tragic Trail of Tears. So to me, it seems clear that Andrew Jackson should not be seen as somebody representing what the country says it aspires to. So I think there's still a push, still a possibility that Andrew Jackson may not be on the back if the whole point is to put Harriet Tubman on there because she represents a slice of America and a direction of the country that in many ways is contradictory to Jackson.
Just finally, there's so much we can learn from your book, Professor Lussain. But if you had to pick one thing that you wanted readers to come away with, what would that be?
It would be that we should always try to have context and historic understanding for the issues that are in front of us. We often kind of have the conceit that what's going on now just never happened before, but in fact, that's not true at all. And so again, whether we're talking about police reform, whether we're talking about voting rights, even the struggle to get rid of the symbols of the Confederacy and segregation, those go back decades. They manifested in 2020 in really dramatic kinds of ways, but those efforts didn't start in 2020. They go way back. So when we look at issues that we have to deal with, let's really try to get a context and a history so that we know what we're dealing with.
Clarence Lussain is the author of a new book called $20 and Change, Harriet Tubman and the Ongoing Fight for Racial Justice and Democracy. Thank you, Professor Lussain.
Thank you so much.